It's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're highlighting 9 local teachers. One of those teachers is Carolyn Cowie. Now, Carolyn, how did you first get involved in teaching?
I think that's something I always wanted to do. It was better be a marine biologist, since we don't live near water. You can imagine a time when I didn't think this was a possibility for me as a career.
So it's kind of been something that you've been interested in from even getting taught yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I remember even like in my high school co-op, I co-op with the grade 9 and 10 phys ed classes. So I always wanted to be a gym teacher.
Awesome. So obviously everyone gets things out of their job, positives and negatives. But what is one of the big things that you get out of the experience of being a teacher?
I think for me, because I coach a lot as well, I think it's that relationship that I'm able to build with students that also carries on in the future. I still have students keep in touch with me and keep me posted, or when you see them in the community having jobs, and that relationship piece is big for me for sure.
So you mentioned that you're also a coach. So what sports do you coach at the school?
I do volleyball is my number one, but I do volleyball and basketball. I run this slow pitch league in town here for all the Elgin County schools. Track and field is the other big one that I help out with. So
obviously, being busy is one of your strong suits, but what is mm-hmm. What is a big challenge that you face becoming a teacher?
I think now I'm really struggling with the work-life balance. I feel like I can never give family my all if I'm giving work all, or I can't give work all if I'm putting it into family. So finding that balance and feeling like I'm doing good enough for both has been a big struggle lately.
And now obviously this year has been a difficult year for everyone, but specifically teachers and students have kind of been thrown into the fire. Are you going to class? Are you staying home? So as far as this year specifically, with your 14 years experience, how does this past 2020 compare to your other 13 years of teaching?
I think last year, the end of last year was a really rocky point where we were really trying to make grade. I was just grade 8 last year, and it was hard to send them off into high school, not really having that closure and the memories that they should have had at the end of the year. So we tried to make it as memorable as we could. And we went to each person's house and visited them and brought them little things and tried to give them a send off. But this year, I feel like this round of at-home learning is going really well. And in class, where my math lessons are like we're sitting there in class, we do it live and they're running the class. They just put their hand up online and they're able to answer questions. So I can't believe how well this round is going compared to the last one, for sure.
And obviously with all of your experience, I'm sure you've learned some things along the way. So what advice would you have for other people beginning their careers as teachers?
Advice? I don't know. I think it's one of the best jobs out there, and no 2 days are ever the same. So it's kind of neat to go into that and just be willing to go with the flow, because you can have your day planned completely, but it's never going to turn out the way you think it's going to go.
For sure. And I know from my experience being in school, teachers are modest, but what would you say is one of your proudest accomplishments throughout your career?
I don't know yet. I don't know if it's happened, to be honest with you. I pushed myself to do things I didn't think I'd be able to do, but I don't know if I have a good accomplishment at this point. It's yet to come. How about that?